The broadcast is now starting. All attendees are in listen-only mode.
Well, hello, everybody. How's everybody doing today? This is Steve Rosenbaum, and we've got some advanced training that we're going to go through today. First of all, I want to say hello and make sure everybody can hear me. Can you hear me okay? Say yes. Tell me where you're listening from. We've got a great crowd already. Thank you so much for everybody that got here early. Really appreciate it. Obviously, everybody's as enthusiastic about today's discussion as I am. Hey, Scott, you're from my hometown of Chicago. And Mike, I wish Maui was my hometown. Great to see you. Atlanta, Albuquerque. Let's see. We've got Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. That's great. Who do we have from the furthest away? Who do we have overseas? I know we got some people overseas. There we go. Sydney, New Zealand. Welcome, welcome, UK. All right, all right. Great to see everybody. All right. Today is going to be, hey, first of all, I got to say hello to some of our brand new people, and I really appreciate it. I mean, I see Brad there. I see Carol. I see Chuck. There's my friend Don going down the list here. And the other thing is I'm seeing some people returning that I haven't seen in a while. And I want to say thank you and welcome. We've missed you. And I'm glad you're taking advantage of the fact that I opened up today's discussion. Because a lot's been going on. And frankly, you've missed some, but I welcome you back. And you'll do a little bit of catching up today. At least get you back on the right foot. All right. Today we're going to talk about something near and dear to me, just because it's so ingrained in everything I've done throughout my entire career. I feel as I was putting together today's presentation, it brought me back a little bit because I've got a different cap on today. I've got more of my sales management cap on today. And of course, these things apply to marketing, but they also apply, and maybe more importantly, apply to something we don't talk enough about, and that's running your business, and especially running the sales end of your business, because as you know, that's my background, right? I spent 25 plus years in the corporate year. let me say that again. I'm starting to balk backwards there. 25 plus years in the corporate world, right? And this is what I did. I led sales and marketing for some companies, large and small. Over the years, I've helped thousands of people with this very aspect. And, you know, obviously, I've learned a few tricks of the trade. And I've learned it. Some of it, I think, was fairly innate, ingrained in who I am, or maybe not. Maybe I picked it up somewhere, but it came kind of naturally. And the cool thing about it is that usually when I share this stuff with folks, even if they're intimidated by sales, and I'm using my fingers as quotes, because some people just hate it, okay? Some people are scared to death of it. But the reality is that sales is a necessity in any single business. No matter what you do, you're going to be selling something. I mean, if you're going out on a job interview, you have to sell yourself. If you're trying to recruit a client, of course, you have to sell yourself and sell your business and sell your systems. Because without sales, there's no revenue. And without revenue, well, there's no business, is there? Okay? So sales is a necessity, like it or not. And I can tell you that my son, and that apple obviously did fall far from the tree because he hates sales. He hates anything to do with sales. He wants nothing to do with sales. Yet he's gradually seeing the light now that he's out of college and himself in the corporate world, that there's no escaping it. Sales is a necessity. Sales is a reality. So, that being said, since we have to do it, we might as well learn some tricks of the trade to make us more successful and even have more fun with it, right? What do you guys all think about all that? I'm going to take a sip of water here. That was a long sentence, wasn't it? I hate sales, Steve. Well, maybe we'll change that today. Maybe we'll change that. Okay. There, Keith says, well, who doesn't love sales? There you go, Keith. Man after my own heart. All right. Who knows? Who knows? Hang on a second. I'm jumping ahead. All right. Today, let's see something. Just in advance. Hang on a second. There we go. Hang on. My screen wasn't showing. Okay. So today, here's what you're going to get. We're going to talk about, and I'm going to give you a new understanding of a well-known principle. All right. And hang on a second here. We're going to talk about some of those advanced client management techniques that I talked about. These are things that I've cultivated over 25 plus years in the corporate world and also in business for myself. I'm going to share with you some controversial account attraction strategies and also controversial account management strategies. Some people are going to hate me for this, but that's okay. And I am going to show you a glaring hole in your business that you absolutely need to fill. So obviously this is critical. You're going to want to stay to the end. By the way, the question's already been asked. Am I recording this? Let me say this about that. Yes, I'm recording it. Okay. The recording will be made available for my best and Teams of Powie members, also my level one members for a short time. And that's it. Those of you that are here, I'm complimentary and I've let you in. Please stay and enjoy it. But the recording will be for members only. Now, that being said, I'm hoping the recording's taken because I'm a little concerned about that because of the way I started this thing. But anyways, finally, I'm going to teach you a time management secret that will make you super productive. How's that all sound? Sound good, everybody? What sounds the best out of all those bullets? What do you want to hear? What is the most that you're excited about? What are you most excited about? I am absolutely talking backwards today. All of it, Keith. Well, come on, Keith. Pick a side. The controversy, says Dan. The glaring hole, says Scott. All right. The time management. All right. Well, good, because we're going to get to all of it. Ooh, glaring hole seems to be the most popular there. All right. Who knows who this man is? My friend Vilfredo Pareto. Say that 10 times fast. Vilfredo Pareto. Who knows who this is? Keith has it. Hayes has it. Mike has it. Scott has it. Okay, good. Everybody knows who that is, right? Well, that's good. That's good. Mr. Pareto made popular or famous the popular notion of the 80-20 rule, right? What does the 80-20 rule say? How do you know the 80-20 rule? There's so many people that refer to the 80-20 rule, but what do you understand it to mean? All right, so Hayes pretty much said what everybody thinks it is. 20% of your focused effort results in 80% outcome of results. Okay? So, 20% produce 80% of sales. 80% of biz comes from 20% of activity. Listen to this one, Mr. Avery. Throw out 80% of your customers. Drastic. I know why you say that, but you're hinting at the controversy, and that's why you're going to want to stay till the end, because I got a different take on that. But I know why you say that, and it's a very interesting take. All right. Now, most people are saying this as it relates to sales, and that's why I'm asking you, how do you understand this to mean? Okay, most of you are saying that it means that 80% of your business comes from 20% of your customers or your clients. And yes, the principle does apply to sales and customers. But see, what Pareto was saying was actually something much more general. In fact, he wasn't talking about sales at all, okay? What Pareto really means, and I'm going to paraphrase here because I'm going to take some liberties on what Mr. Pareto meant here, but what he really meant was that most of the outputs will result from a few of the inputs. Okay, notice a few things here. notice a few things. Number one, I am not limiting this to sales. Pareto's law does not limit it to sales. In fact, Pareto wasn't even talking about sales. Does anybody know what Pareto was talking about? When he came up with the 80-20 rule? Yes, Dan, he was talking about wealth. Okay? Hayes says peas. Interesting, Hayes. You're right about that story, too. Okay? So let me expand on that. Yes. Pareto made an observation on wealth. In fact, Pareto was pretty much a socialist, even a fascist. Okay? And what he was bemoaning was the fact that he was in Italy, and I think he first started in Italy, but I think he studied this in many, many, many places. And what he found was that roughly 80% of the land, of the real estate, was owned by 20% of the population, and that 80% of the wealth was owned by 20% of the population. Okay, so that's what kicked it off. And that's what got him seeing this. And as he examined this, not only in his own country, but in other countries, he started to see this over and over and over again. Now, that was contrary to what you might expect. You might expect, you know, in nature, things typically are distributed along a bell curve, okay? But wealth had nothing to do with that. It was largely skewed to a few owning the most. Okay? Now, Hayes says that he was talking about peas. And that's interesting, Hayes, because you are absolutely dead on. Okay? After Pareto made that discovery about wealth, he started to observe this 80-20 phenomenon, or this principle of a few of the inputs resulting in the majority of the outputs, over and over and over again. In fact, yes, he found it in his own garden. He found that the majority of his pea pods, okay, or let me say the majority of his pea harvest, if you would, resulted from a minority of the actual pea pods. Okay? And again, this has been demonstrated over and over and over again. You can talk about trees in the forest. You could talk about, you know, with leaves. You could talk about fish in the ocean. You could talk about just about anything. It seems to be some sort of a universal law that Pareto stumbled upon, which says that most of the outputs will result from few of the inputs. Now, the other common misnomer is that it's actually 80-20. It's not. Okay? 80-20 might be a good approximation, but there's no hard, fast number. Okay? But there is a general skew to this. The general skew is that most of the outputs will result from few of the inputs. All right? The other misnomer about this is that those numbers have to add up to 20. They don't. There's absolutely no up to 100. There's absolutely no correlation. Yes, 80 and 20 add up to 100, but there's absolutely no reason that those numbers have to add up to 100. I heard people say, oh, well, mine's not actually 80-20. It's more like 90-10, or it's more like 95-5. All right. So there's this common misbelief that what we're doing is segmenting a whole into percentages, and that's not true. So it does not have to add up to 100. So with those things in mind, what I will tell you is this. No, I'm not going to tell you anything. I'm going to ask you this. How many of you believe in Pareto's principle? How many of you have witnessed Pareto's principle? And how many of you just think it's a flat-out lie? I'm going to take a sip of water. Dr. Key says, I've seen it, believe it, and know it is a fact. 100%, says somebody else. I've seen the numbers be around 73-27. There you go, Scott. An amazing coincidence, Scott. Okay, excellent. All right. 5% own 90% of the income. Yeah, right. And And then you know about all those one percenters out there too, right? All right. It's real. It's very real. I believe in it. I've seen it. I believe it. Absolutely true. Today maybe it's 90-10. I think the principle is good. I believe it is true. Nobody but nobody but nobody has said that they disagree with this. I'd love to get another perspective on this. Is there somebody who would like to tell me why they want to poke holes in this or that they don't believe it? Okay, I've got no takers on that. Okay, so I guess we all universally believe it's true too. All right. So with that being said, here's some important things, okay? Pareto's principle, and we will call it the 80-20 rule, even though now we know that it doesn't have to be 80-20, okay? But Pareto's principle, the 80-20 rule, applies to everything. From peas in the garden to everything else, you will find it over and over and over again. Okay, as it applies to business, know this. It applies to your business. Okay, it also applies to your client's business. Now, this is important. Okay, this is important because the things I'm teaching you today, you can obviously apply it to your business. But when you take it and apply it to your client's business, you're going to look like a rock star. When you do the things that I'm going to teach you today for your client's business, they're just going to think you're a genius, okay? So obviously you're going to apply it to your business, but you're going to apply it to your client's business as well. But now, we all want to apply this to sales and customers. That's a given. We all believe that's true. The first thing out of everybody's mouth was, and if somebody asked me what the 80-20 rule is, I'd probably say the same thing. 80% of your business comes from 20% of your customers. Okay, that's a given. We get it, all right? But it also applies to products. Now, I used this very much when I was a sales manager for a travel accessory company, and we had hundreds, maybe even over 1,000 of different products, what we called SKUs, SKUs, stock keeping units, okay? We had well over 1,000 SKUs, but the majority of our sales came from just a few of them, all right? Now, I did that study. I picked it out, and what I found was that 35 products represented the majority of our business. And moreover, what I found was that those obviously sold through at retail most, so that those 35 products also had the most reorders. So what I focused my attention on, what I focused my salespeople's attention on, take notes here because this is the type of thing you could do for your clients, was identifying those 35 out of 1,000 most profitable or fastest selling products, I focused all of our attention on those 35 products, all of it. I even made a chart, okay? The chart had those 35 products across the top, and it had all the customers down the left side, a spreadsheet, if you will, for every one of my sales reps, and I gave it to them, and their job was what? Their job was to make sure that they could have a number in each and every sale. You got me? What I mean by this was their job was to make sure that every customer bought all 35 of these products. All right? That alone was one of the most influential things in tripling our business with that company in the first year. Okay? And it made my salespeople's jobs very easy. They were overwhelmed. Wow, I got to sell 1,000 products. No, you don't have to sell 1,000 products. You have to sell 5 products. Okay, and the first thing you do when you walk into a customer is you explain to them that if they carry these 35 products, they're going to turn over much quicker. They're going to have a faster ROI. Okay, and the amount of dollars they generate from the retail space is going to be highest. They were successful. Now, did the other products grow too? Of course they did, because what happened was we started getting reorders quicker. And the customer said, wow, this stuff really sells well. Let me try something else. So let me try this other product, which now is not one of our best sellers, but they're going to try it. They're going to add it along. And it was a rising tide that raised all boats. Okay, does that make sense to everybody? That's a real-world example of applying 80-20 to products. Okay. Now, what else does it apply to? Customer service, right? How does it apply to customer service? Well, the majority of your complaints are probably coming from a few customers. We call those PETAs, right? Anybody know why we call those PETAs? I'll let you figure it out. All right. Now, it also applies to your work. You see, when you apply this to your workload, and you've got this to-do list as long as your arm, this happens to me, okay? I wake up in the morning and I'm looking over my to-do list. I'm like, oh my God, I got so much to do. The reality is, what I do first is I focus on the few things that are going to be the most productive, the few things that are going to generate the most output. I make sure I get those done first. All right, when I do that, that makes me the most productive. All right, let's move on. Let me take a sip here, another sip of water. I'm already up and pacing. See, I love this stuff. I love this stuff. Is this helpful? Do you love it as much as I do? Capital Y-E-S. Yeah, keep going. Bring it on. I love you guys. Yes, I'm excited. All right. You keep me going. You keep me energized. That's why I love doing this so much. All right. Next slide. Here is a very, very critical concept. Now, this is bringing a whole new perspective to this. All right. Be prepared now to blow your mind. This is going to be one of those 60s Woodstock moments for you. Okay. Here we go. Critical concept. The 80-20 rule is fractal. Okay. Fractal. There's a word, maybe you've heard it. Maybe you don't know the definition. Heck, I had to look it up too. Okay. The definition of fractal is a never-ending pattern created by repeating a simple process over and over again in an ongoing feedback loop. Okay? Take a look at that triangle there. Look what's happening. We could keep dividing it like that infinitely, an infinite number of times, can't we? Every time there's a new resulting triangle, we could make it into smaller and smaller and smaller triangles. And we could do this forever, couldn't we? That is fractal. All right, guess what? The 80-20 rule is fractal also. You know what I mean? Because I'll show you. All right. Let's take a look at a million-dollar business. All right. Maybe some of you have a million-dollar business already. I hope so. And hopefully some of you are going to have a million-dollar business very, very, very soon. You probably have some clients that have million-dollar businesses, though. So I want to use a million-dollar business just for easy numbers to work with, okay? Because you're going to have to put your thinking cap on here. I'm going to challenge you a little bit, but we're going to have an oh wow moment at the end, okay? We are going to have an oh wow moment. So bear with me, even though these concepts might be a little more challenging. All right. By the way, if you're not paying attention, I'm going to look at the attention. We are not at 100% attention. I'm going to take a sip of water until I get 100% attention. Because like I said, these are challenging concepts that you have to watch. It's time to put down the Facebook and the Twitter and the email. Okay, we're getting closer. Not there yet. Not there. Come on. All right. Soon I'm going to look at the attendance list and see who's not paying attention and start naming names. That always gets them. Here it goes. Okay, here we go. All right, thank you. Welcome back. All right, let's look at a million-dollar business here. All right, let's say, for argument's sake, that this million-dollar business has 1,000 customers. Now, that's pretty easy, right? What we know is that if we got 1,000 customers, and each of them averages $1,000 in sales, we've got a million-dollar business, right? Very easy math here. This is not the hard part. 1 million divided by 1,000 is 1,000, correct? No disputes there. All right, let's apply the 80-20 rule to this. If we apply the 80-20 rule, then here's what we know. 20% of our customers will generate 80% of the revenue, right? 200 of the customers are going to generate $800,000 of the revenue. That is what the 80-20 rule says, correct? So now what we know is that the average of those top 200 customers is $4,000 each, right? Right? 800,000 divided by 200 is $4,000 each. All right, now, what that also means, obviously, is that the rest of the people, 800 customers, make up the rest of the sales, which is $200,000. So $200,000 divided by 800 is $250 each. Okay? So your top 20% are averaging $4,000 each. All right? And the bottom ones are averaging $250. Now, that alone is pretty sizable, right? That's 16 times greater. Now, we're only talking averages here. Those top 20 accounts on a per account basis average 16 times greater than 80% of the customers. That's a pretty big number, isn't it? 16 times. That's pretty big. All right. Now, let's get back to that fractal part. Remember the triangle, right? Remember we kept dividing that triangle, dividing that triangle, and dividing the triangle. We're going to do this with the 80-20 rule, okay? Let me go back to this slide one more time. Take a look here, this middle row here. The majority of our business came from the minority of our customers. I'm going to take these same numbers, 200 customers, $800,000, $4,000 average. Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to apply the 80-20 rule again, just to these people, okay? This is where it's fractal, right? You with me? All right. Now, if I take that 200 customers that comprise $800,000 and I apply the 80-20 rule again, I get this. 20% of the customers is 40 customers. 80% of the sales is $640,000. That's a whopping $16,000 per account average. Okay? Everybody see where I'm getting that? The remaining 80% of the customers, that's 160 customers. The remaining sales are $160,000. So the rest of those people are only averaging $1,000. Okay? The majority of customers only average $1,000, but the top 20% average $16,000. Everybody with me so far? All right. What does this look like? Talk about exponential ROI. Okay. 40 accounts equals $640,000. We started with 1,000 accounts and $1,000,000. But only 40 of those accounts are representing $640,000. All right. That's 4% of the accounts are representing 64% of the sales. Now, according to Pareto's law, if we went by the strict 80-20, this would be a universal truth, okay? A universal truth would be that on the second generation, if you applied 80-20 to two generations, you're going to find out that 4% of your accounts represent 64% of your sales. That's staggering, isn't it? What do you guys think about that? Wow. Mind-blowing, eye-opening, awesome. Okay. Let's do it again. We're going fractal, baby. We're going fractal again. 40 customers, $640,000. We're going to apply Pareto's principle one more time. Of the 40 customers, 8 of them represent 80% of the sales. That's $512,000, right? $64,000 a piece. Am I right? Where's my calculator? I think that's right, right? Hang on a second here. $512,000 divided by 8. Yes, it is. $64,000. The number's so huge, I had to check it myself, even though I did this and checked it a million times. Like, wow, it still blows me away. Okay? 8 customers, $512,000, $64,000 a piece. Of course, that means the remaining 32 customers make up $128,000 of sales, or a measly $4,000 a piece. Okay? Everybody see how I got here? Now does this concept of fractal make a little more sense now? Better take good care of those 8. Yes, sir. You are 100% right. I'm going to repeat that. Keith, that is such an awesome concept, and you're 100% right. You better take good care of those 8. Yes, you better. Yes, you better take good care of those 8. In fact, If I ever make this presentation again, Keith, that is going to be the title of this presentation. That is such an awesome, awesome comment. Thank you, Keith. Those eight represent $5,333.33 per month. Yes, sir. I love it. I love it. You guys are doing the math with me. I love it. Thank you, everybody. All right. This is exponential ROI. Eight accounts, $512,000. How many accounts did we begin with? Let's go back to the beginning. Help me out here. We started with how many accounts and how much sales? Help me out here. 1,000 accounts equals $1 million in sales. Yes, Sean, that is absolutely how we started. Okay. Now, out of that $1 million in sales and 1,000 accounts, eight accounts are representing $512,000. Eight accounts is what percentage? It's less than 1%. It's 0.8% of the accounts. $512,000 is what percent of sales? 51.2% of sales. Okay? Let's round this off. Let's just generalize it. Okay? 1% of your accounts are going to represent half your sales. Okay, I think we're close enough that we can say that. Pareto's principle, when applied on three levels, states that 1% of your accounts are going to represent half your sales. Do you believe that? Do you believe that 1% of the accounts will represent half your sales? Absolutely, says everybody. Well, everybody agreed with Pareto's principle. I started by asking if anybody disputed it, and nobody would dispute it. Everybody said, I've seen it, I've seen it, I've seen it. Well, there you go. Now you've seen it three more times, and now you see what the results of three times is. 1% of the accounts will represent roughly half of your sales. Keith, let's go back and revise your statement, right? Would you like to revise that statement? Keith's statement was, better take good care of those eight. You want to revise that, Keith? Not only that, the average, okay, right? The average is 64. Remember the average at the very beginning. The very beginning was we said 1,000 accounts are averaging $1,000, okay? Eight of these accounts are averaging $64,000, okay? So 1% of your accounts are going to be 64 times the average. Even that's not correct. Yes, it is. That's right. $512,000 divided by 8 is $64,000. That's correct. 1% of your accounts are going to average 64 times the rest of your accounts. Okay? See, look at this. I live with this. This has been part of me for years, and I'm looking at this, and I'm doubting the numbers again, even though I've done this millions and millions of times. It's so staggering. Yeah, Mike says it's a benchmark. True. Absolutely true. Okay? That's why I said at the very beginning, 80-20 is not an absolute. Okay? That's why I said, okay, let's not, now that we've proven this, now that we've had that oh wow moment, and now that everybody's shocked, okay, let me go back to what I said at the very beginning. It's a generalization. The generalization is, okay, everybody said 80% of the business comes from 20% of the customers. Okay, well, that's not a generalization. That's kind of specific. 80% of the sales come from 20% of customers. No, the generalization is that most of the outputs result from a few of the inputs. Okay? It seldom is going to be exactly 80-20. But the power of this is true. Okay? And we apply it on successive generations of our population, this is the result, okay? If we believe that most of the results come from few of the inputs And we believe that, and I absolutely do believe that, and we apply that three times, then what we come up with is almost all of the results come from very, 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 very few of the inputs. Okay. That's the point that I'd really like to make with this. Let's see here. I got to take some water, and Darrell says something here. Let's see. Darrell says, who cares about a benchmark? The main point is most of your revenue comes from a small percent of your customers. It's been true in every business I've ever run. Exactly, Darrell. Man, you guys are right on today. Thanks for the passion. You're as passionate about this as I am. I appreciate that. Chuck says, amazing insight. Bradley says, total paradigm shift on how to target my marketing. Excellent. Okay. Mr. Schaefer, Dr. Schaefer, this is why business intelligence helps us rule the world. Business intelligence helps us rule the world. Yes, it is. We love business intelligence, don't we? You guys are awesome. Hang on. I'm parched. I think I've walked and paced a mile and a half. I've got this spot in my office where the carpet is almost worn down to the floorboards. All right. This is how I get my exercise. I'm counting the steps. All right. You see this apply to any organization, and especially true in MLM. Yeah, but I don't even know if I believe, I don't know if I agree with the concept of especially true. Okay? It's not especially true anywhere. It's just pretty much universal. All right, let's move forward. Everybody like that? Did I deliver on my oh wow that I promised? Rock on. I'm rewriting the title of my book and creating more new, more expensive products based on this principle. Excellent. By the way, so I've done this throughout my entire career. I've known this. I've lived by it. Okay? But I will tell you this. I've recently read Perry Marshall's book, 80-20 Marketing, and he expands on it even more. And he's done a phenomenal job of bringing this out even more. And frankly, part of the inspiration of me wanting to share this was, even though I've lived this my entire career, I'm reading Perry's book, and I'm right back to those oh wow moments just like you are. And that's why I'm sharing this. So run out and get Perry's book, The 80-20 Rule of Sales and Marketing. It is awesome. All right. And just know that in 25 plus years of doing this, I've seen it time and time and time and time again, as most of you on this call have also. But you'll see some amazing in-depth and insights that come out of it. All right. But Steve, we all know that you have to get through the 80%ers to get those high-value 20%ers. Right on, Scott. We're shifting gears and going there now, Scott. You're 100% right. Remember I told you about a hole in your business that absolutely needs to be filled, Scott? Stick with me. You're right on target. I just got Perry's book, but I have not read it. Well, you will have to read it. It won't do you any good on the coffee table. All right. Right? 80% of my books never get read either. But man, those 20% that I do read, they are awesome. All right. And this, Perry has a site, okay? The 8020curve.com. What I did was I plugged in, you can go there, 8020curve.com. You can't go there right now. Don't you dare go there right now. But you can go there later. All right. But on Perry's site that he put out to tie in with the book, he's got some things. It just draws some excellent examples. All right. So I plugged in the numbers of 1,000 customers averaging $1,000 each, $1 million business, and this is what the 80-20 curve looked like. Okay? And you'll notice something here. Okay? So we got 1,000 customers, right? 1,000, 800, 600, 400, 200. Okay? There's your 20% of the customers, right? And look at what happens right at the 200 point. This thing goes from a gentle slope, and it skyrockets through the roof. right? Right there at the 20%. There's a 20% right there. Right? We're slightly sloping upwards, slightly sloping upwards. You get to 20%, whoosh, right through the roof. Even notice up here, okay? We don't even get to see the top of the chart. It's too big, okay? Why? Because here's what we know, right? Here's what we know. We know that those top eight accounts average $64,000 each, right? Well, this chart only goes up to 6,250. There's not enough room on the screen to show 64,000. Those top eight accounts are whoosh, way up there, right? We can't even get there. It's probably through the ceiling of my office. All right, so that's, you see what I mean on that? Yeah, Dan wants to apply this to referrals. 20% of the customers will refer 80% of your new business. Right on. Right on, Dan. That's an awesome application of this. All right, so take a look at the general shape of this curve, okay? Start slow, start slow, start slow, gets here and starts, whoosh, going straight up. All right, I went back to some old data from a company that I worked for long, 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 long time ago. Long time ago, I found an Excel spreadsheet that had a bunch of customers on it, okay? And all I did was I took their numbers and put them on a spreadsheet, and I sorted them in ascending order so I could see if my chart looked like this one, okay? There's what my chart looked like, okay? Percentages down here, everything's low, 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 low. We get to here, and boom, we skyrocket through the roof, okay? Look at this one account at the very, very end. Now, what I want you to look at is the general shape of the graph. The general shape of that graph, does the general shape of that graph look like this graph? Yeah. Yeah, it absolutely does. Okay. Now, notice something here. This company did not, did not, 80-20 did not apply to this customer. Okay. However, the majority of the sales did come from a minority of the accounts, didn't it? Right? The majority of the sales are represented right from this point on. These few accounts right here, okay, added up to much more than all these accounts here. So this guy was not 80-20. His 20% was probably closer to the 95%. Okay? Now, what that means is he had a lot of small, 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 small accounts, and he had a few very, very big accounts, okay? So it wasn't exactly 80-20, but the shape of the curve is the same, right? Just shifted a little bit. So for him, his average customer did $427, but he had this one customer here, that did $48,950. That's 100 times. This one customer did 100 times the average. Anybody ever seen anything like this in any of the companies you've been associated with? Exactly. This is also like the RWA, ready, willing, and able sales process. Yes. Yes. Exactly what this is. Right? So these concepts are not new to me or new to anything that I teach. But I thought the insight was powerful. Because like you say, Dr. Keith, it now brings even more focus on the importance of RWA. That's what this is all about. That's what this is all about. You guys are rock stars. Man, love you. 23% of the customers equals 90%, 8% of the business in this case. Mm-hmm. Roughly, Scott, I don't know if that's an exact figure or not. If it is, congratulations for putting that together. But, yeah, it probably is. It probably is. All right. So what do we learn from this? The importance of focusing on the large accounts, right? Was it Keith that said, better take damn good care of those eight, right? Yeah, you better. All right, I mean, what happens if we're busy focusing on one of those small accounts and we're not paying attention to one of the big, and a competitor gets in the door to one of those big guys, or the big guy has a problem and he can't reach us because we're on a Skype call with somebody that you know, is taking up a lot of our time. You know, one of those PETA customers, right? Remember PETA? Okay. Now, by the way, there's a controversy, right? Am I saying that we can't treat all customers the same? I'm damn sure saying that. You can't treat all customers the same. Okay? But you focus on the large accounts, and here's the reasons why. Here are the things that happen as a result of everything we just discussed. Number one, the large accounts are easier to grow. They're easier to grow. They're more receptive to you. All right? They are successful. And success breeds success. We know that. We've seen that. They also understand your concepts. They love you. They think you're brilliant. And they just want more. Okay? You hear me talk about Babalu a lot. Well, Babalu is one of those large accounts for me. And that's what makes it so much fun. He's always saying, Steve, that's awesome. This is great. What can we do next? I have never been to a meeting with Jeff when his question was, what can we do next? All right? That's what comes from these large accounts, that the success breeds more success. They're hungry for more. That's exactly what I'm saying. And they're influential, right? Successful people like to hang out with successful people. And successful people like to talk about what success they're having. All right? And other people are watching successful people. I get approached by cigar people. They say, man, I heard you're the guy behind Babalu. Can you do that for me? Now, I choose to tell them no, but at least I have the choice. Okay? But your success and the success of your client has a lot of influence. Does that make sense? You guys all agree with that? What do you think? Somebody poke some holes in it. Somebody tell me where I'm wrong. But Steve, didn't you fire a large account that was responsible for 60,000% of your year of your business? You are absolutely right, Scott. You are absolutely right. Painful, painful decision. Okay? Why do you think I did that? Because even though he represented so much of my income, he still took up a disproportionate amount of my time. Okay? And he still caused a disproportionate amount of my aggravation to the point that it stymied me. Yeah, you can imagine the pit in my stomach, the agony, the discussing this with my wife, right? The nausea of having to do that. You're absolutely right. Therein lies the importance for that hole in your business that needs to be filled, that we're getting to. Thank you for bringing it up, Scott. You're absolutely right. He was a PETA. He was a major PETA, Carol. A major, major PETA. All right. Aggravation's not worth it. Aggravation will cripple you. It was. It was crippling me. I was not productive. I wasn't even as productive with him as I could have and should have been because I agonized just working on it. Okay, don't bring me back there. You're bringing me down. I was on a high. Dan Kennedy says, if I wake up thinking about you 3 days in a row and I don't sleep with you, you got to go. I hadn't heard that one, Darrell. I'm going to repeat that. I love that. Now, you know, I've got to print that on my wall, too. If I wake up thinking about you 3 days in a row and I don't sleep with you, you've got to go. That is brilliant. Brilliant. All right. Oh, man. hang on a second. I not only need a sip of water, I got to wipe tears out of my eyes. I'm laughing so hard. All right. Now, okay, here it is, guys. Here's the glaring hole in your business. See, we can't have all big accounts, can we? You still saw that there was 80% of accounts that make up 20% of your revenue, right? If we don't have those, then not only do we not have 20% of our business, but what is the other important part of that 80% of the customers that make up 20% of your business? And Scott, this is the answer to your question. Why are those other 80% so important? They can refer you to 20%. Yeah. I'm looking for something else. Okay. Because you're nurturing them. They are your herd. They are your future top 20%. They are the people that are learning your concepts and beginning to know, like, and trust you. They are your future top 20. Not all of them, but remember the fractal part. It also applies to the bottom 80%. That means within the 80%, 20% of those people are way above everybody else. Does that make sense? So within those 80% are the people, Scott, that could potentially replace and dethrone one of those top accounts. How awesome is that? Huh? How awesome is that? You're grooming them. You're grooming them to kick out your pita. All right? Now, Scott, I got a little lucky with that. Okay, I got a little lucky with that. And here's how I got lucky. I didn't necessarily have that entirely in place. But I built it quickly when I launched Backend Blueprint. And so I was able to build a big following very quickly and find people that quickly rose up. So, Scott, I got a little lucky on that, okay? Now, it's a whole lot different. And that's what I've learned that I'm sharing with you on this slide right now about automating your bottom accounts. Okay, folks, you should be thinking about some of your, here's a part of your business that you need to start thinking about, and you're likely not thinking about them yet. And this is the glaring hole in your business that fills this need. You need to build that 80% of people that represent 20%, but you need to automate them. We're going to call them your bottom accounts. You need to automate those bottom accounts, okay, so you don't wake up thinking about them 3 days in a row. In fact, so you almost never hear about them, okay? How can you automate them? Number one, you have to make them self-sufficient. You have to give them things that don't require your direct attention. Now, I will invite you to think about me and my business right now, all right? And think about elements that you know that I have in place. And this is how I have built my business for that, okay? You know that I've got in place. I've got Hangouts and YouTube videos for people that don't want to spend any money. I've got low-priced products for people that just want to try me out and get used to me. I've got step-up products, okay? And this is part of, you know, here's something else Dan Kennedy says, right? Why do we make a sale? We make a sale to earn a customer, okay? So think about this. Have some things in place that are fully automated that are self-sufficient. Broaden your offering. Start thinking about things that you can offer that you may not be offering right now. Affiliate commissions are perfect. Okay? Lead outcome is perfect for you. Okay? What you should be doing now is getting your clients into lead outcome. Why? Because if you set up lead outcome, you could set it up so that you are getting a monthly referral fee from lead outcome every single month. Not only that, but my company, Zapowie, are now starting to build these campaign kits. I know you've been hearing about them. I know you've been wanting them. Believe me, they're getting closer, 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 okay? And it's, in fact, I'm going to be working on them again this afternoon because some of the new technology is now ready with lead outcomes. So just know this. Soon, what that means is you'll have a campaign kit for past customer reactivation or for generating referrals or positive reviews, okay? Now, the beautiful thing is we can automate this, okay? Now you can go get 100 customers and say, look, we've got automated stuff for you. We've got a marketing automation program for you called Lead Outcome, and we have done for you prepared marketing automation content kits, campaign kits from Zipawi, all right? And you won't have to do any work on those things, but you will get a recurring monthly commission, okay? I also threw up their hosting, all right? You know, you can get, you could make it a point that you're, that you belong to a hosting affiliate program. Maybe it's HostGator, okay? Or whatever it is you choose. But when you put up a site for somebody, make sure that they go through your affiliate link. Domain registration, same thing, okay? Think of services that your customers will need and will want that you could refer them and generate commission. You know, you might only get $10, but start multiplying that times 100. Because in the next year, you're likely going to talk to 100 different customers. And if you could just get them to sign up for one of these services and you make $10, $20, $30 an account, all of a sudden now you're talking about $2,000, $3,000 of monthly recurring income. All right, it's starting to look closer to that 20%, isn't it? All right, and it requires nothing from you. If they've got a hosting problem, they're not going to call you. You're not going to let them call you. They're going to call HostGator. Okay, if they've got a problem with Lead Outcome, they're not going to call you. You're going to tell them, call Lead Outcome. If they've got a problem with Zipawi, have them call you. I don't like it. All right, now, if I need any campaign kid guinea pigs, let me in. Yeah, you're in. You're all in. Okay. I'm going off on a tangent here, but I brought it up, so I'll continue. The new release of Lead Outcome now has the ability to do the campaign kits. We are in beta. I've got content written for several of these campaign kits. We're going through the beta to make sure it installs correctly, that it acts correctly. You know how this is with software development. We're going to test it. Then we're going to bring it out, and we will likely find some bugs. You know, just like Apple, right? And just like Google, and just like Obamacare. Okay, there's always going to be bugs. All right, now let's see. Where were we? Subscriptions. Okay, folks, you know I've got a membership site. All right, I've got a membership site. That provides me with a nice recurring income, and I get to do something once and benefit a lot of people. I get to make a recording and it benefits a lot of people, okay? The PETA factor is very, 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 very low, all right? Occasionally somebody needs help with a password, something like that. There's no reason you can't have a membership site, okay? Let me throw out a couple examples for you. You probably have a lot of clients that are that you've directed to use WordPress, let's say. Okay? Now, there's some very nice PLR packages out there for next to nothing of WordPress instructional videos. How much time are you taking to teach somebody WordPress? Okay? When you could put up a membership site with some PLR WordPress videos in there, and when somebody tells you no, they're not ready to be a client, you could say, okay, but you know what? Maybe you would like to have access to these WordPress videos. So for $10 a month, you could have access to these WordPress videos. And how many other things could you do that for? You could put information about copywriting in there. You could put information about Facebook in there. Okay? All these clients that you go to and you don't sign them up to be a top 20 client, would they maybe pay you $25 on a recurring basis just to have access to some information that's going to help their business? I can tell you they do for me. I don't know why they wouldn't for you. Okay? Now, we've talked about Dan Kennedy several times on this call, and we typically talk about him a lot with good reason. Okay, probably the most successful information marketer out there, certainly responsible for creating probably the most million-dollar information marketing businesses out there. The man knows what he's doing. Dan Kennedy says that the single best thing you can do is a newsletter. And we're talking a physical newsletter here. But you can charge for that newsletter. There's a way to do it. And Dan Kennedy has put out a lot of information about that. He's got a course on it. I'd recommend you buy it. I don't even have an affiliate link, or I'd give it to you. I probably do, but I don't have it up top of my fingers. I'll tell you that I own it, and I learned some things about newsletters that I never knew. Okay? And it makes it much more effective. And I will tell you this. I used to do one. I stopped. I'm going to start again. One of the biggest mistakes I've made was stopping my newsletter. All right? People will pay you for that. You could have clients pay you for that. And there's all sorts of benefits that come from it. All right? So what I'm trying to do here is open your eyes about things you probably haven't thought of, because there's a glaring hole in your business to fill. Now, what's going to happen to people if they belong to your membership site and they read to your newsletter? Okay? What's going to happen to them? Some of them, maybe 20% of them, will likely become your future clients. You're nurturing them. You're turning them into RWAs. And if you're doing it right, if you've got them subscribed to these things and you're peppering them with more information all the time, you are nurturing them. And if you're doing it right and you're looking for the signals and you're getting the feedback and you've got your listening devices out there, what's going to happen? You're going to find the RWAs, aren't you? Right? Oh, man, I just did another mile and a half back and forth. Let me get a sip of water here. Sean beat me to it. Sean said, yeah, they're going to become RWA. Yeah, Sean, right on. All right. Here we go. Fire the bottom 10% and the most demanding clients every single year. Get rid of them. Or in my case, fire your number one account. If you've got more balls and brains, then do that. All right? What do you think? All right. Must have lost 5 pounds in the past hour. I'm hoping so. Scott, I'm hoping. You know what? I might want to do one of these webinars every single day. Because I don't get on the treadmill, I don't go work out, so I might as well just do a webinar every single day. Right? Multitask. Hey, just wrapped up a prospect meeting feeling good, says Terrell. Well, thanks, Terrell. Great to hear. Go and share it with everybody in Skype and also on Facebook, Terrell, my friend. All right, where are we? All right, more critical concepts. Who's ready for more critical concepts? Oh, hang on a second. Alicia just said something here. I fired one of my 80% PETAs. He begged and begged to be kept on board, and I used that to set the terms I wanted. Bingo! I love it. Alicia, I'm going to reread this. Alicia, brilliant. And congratulations, Alicia. Alicia says, I fired one of my 80% PETAs. He begged and begged to be kept on, and I used that to set the terms I wanted. Right on. Right on. Love it. Beautiful. Sean says, how often would you clear out that 10%? Well, I said every year, Sean, but you know, you do it as you feel you can, right? You know, you rev up your business and you get yourself firing on all cylinders. And when you're firing on all cylinders, then something's going to happen, okay? If you are really firing on all cylinders, now you got to make a decision, okay? If you want to grow and you are at capacity, you have two choices to make, right? What are those choices? If you're at capacity and you want to grow your business, what are your choices? Well, you're either going to have to enlarge your ability to produce more, or you're going to have to cut off the riffraff, right? So, you know, if you're ready to invest, if you're ready to take on a bigger infrastructure and you want to do that, by all means, do it. If you're not, get rid of the riffraff. Cut the fat. Yeah. Increase your prices. Bingo. Man, there goes Mr. Kennedy again, right? The fastest, right? Here you go, Mr. Kennedy. Dan Kennedy says again, the fastest way to deal with a capacity problem is to raise your prices. Then the riffraff goes away. Right on. We should all be increasing our pricing quarterly. Yes, yeah, so that brings me to a point about your Zipawi membership prices. No, I'm only kidding. I'll set you up for a price increase this whole time. No. All right. Back to the critical concepts. Stop looking for businesses that need help and start putting yourself in front of businesses that want help. Got it? Does it make sense? Right? I'm guilty myself. I'll be in a business and I'll look at them and say, man, these guys need help. I better talk to them. They need help. And then I got to grab myself by the ear and say, what, are you crazy? I don't want to work for people that need help. I want to work with people that want help. Target successful businesses that want to be more successful. How many of you saw the campaign that I recently did, right? And it was to bring in coaching students. How many of you saw that campaign? Because it was all laid out for you right there. I put some pretty big hurdles in place, and I had some people, okay, that are very enthusiastic and very passionate and ready to succeed, and they were willing to jump over the hurdles, to tackle what I put in front of them, to prove themselves. And I am ecstatic about working with and helping these folks. There is absolutely no reason. You know what I'm talking about. If you saw my campaign and you saw everything that I did, that's exactly how you should go about recruiting clients. It's exactly how. Okay, and those folks that emerged as the top of the top of the top, I congratulate you, and I am thrilled and excited to be working with you, and we are going to make magic together, and you deserve it, and you are going to get my undying gratitude and attention. You deserve it. Okay? All right. Oh, I use an application. Durrell says, I didn't see it. Did I use an application? Maybe somebody, go to the Facebook group, Durrell, and maybe some people will fill you in on it. It was quite an application. I'll tell you this. It was 30-plus questions, some of them essay, every single one of them required. Man, I had a very high abandonment rate. I did. I had a lot of people that went to that application and just shut it down. They said, hell, the hell with this thing. And I said, okay, maybe you're not ready, willing, and able. That's okay. You can enjoy. I've got other programs for you. Enjoy them. And I value you also, but understand you are at a different level. My coaches get the most. I mean, my students of my coaching program are getting the most direct access. They deserve it. They tackled the obstacles. They leaped over the hurdles in a single bound, and showed confidence in themselves, and they will be greatly rewarded. All right. Keep nurturing me, Steve. Not quite RWA. That's okay. Yes, that's why I do it. And I value you too. Please know, I value everybody. I think I give a lot of value, and yes, I will keep nurturing you. And if you become RWA, then I've got no doubt that you will have no trouble in filling out my questionnaire. All right. All right. My best clients have always given me the most information when I've asked for it, too. That's true. Absolutely true. All right, back to critical concepts. Man, we've gone long today. Time has flown by. Has this been good for everybody? I'm not done, but I got a little more. Has this been good? Clearing the water out of my beard and my mustache there. Quality. Yep. Yes. Yes. Awesome reminders. Very good. Yes. Very good. Great. Awesome. Yes, this is exactly what I needed right now, Steve. I love to hear those things. Thank you, everybody. My friend, Kurt. I didn't see you earlier, Kurt. I asked for who was here from the furthest away. Where are you again, Kurt? Are you South Africa? Cape Town. That's what I thought. South Africa. Well, good to see you, my friend. Good to see you. All right, hang on a second here. All right. All right, now, let's apply this to time management, okay? The super, remember I told you, something to keep this in mind, apply it to time management, and it will make you super productive. Of the hundreds of things that are on your mind right now, only a very few really matter and deserve your attention, okay? It's hard to do that sometimes, and sometimes you just got to grab yourself and focus on it and really make that tough decision. But it's absolutely, absolutely true. Put a value on every single one of those things that you have to do right now, and you're going to find that out of the hundreds of things that are right now on your mind, there's only a few that really, really matter and deserve your attention. What do you think of that? Yeah, it's a great reminder, isn't it? Yeah, guilty as charged, says Chuck. Yep. Yep. That's why, hey, look, we're all guilty of it. This is look, you are getting coaching right now. It's group coaching, but you're experiencing it. Okay? And I can do that because, A, I've helped thousands of people already, but, B, I'm not Superman. I have all these same issues. These are some of the tools that I use to confront and deal with it. Yes, I'm fortunate. I'm blessed. And I've been able to rise above some of my challenges, knock on glass. My desk is glass. Okay. And by the way, I'll be the first to acknowledge that sometimes success is temporary. Believe me, I've had my ups and downs in my cycles. Okay? And yes, things are going very well right now. And yes, I'm knocking on glass, and I've got some better things in place that I hope are going to sustain this. But we never know what the day is going to bring, right? We never know. We never know. All right. But again, I'm sharing with you the things that I have put in place, because every time I've been chopped down at the knees, and it's happened, and it's happened, and it's happened, okay? You know, at least I've looked at it. See, I love systems. I look at it and say, okay, how am I going to make damn sure this doesn't happen to me again? Okay? And that's how a lot of these systems have come to place. Okay? You know, why do you think I'm so short and squatty? You know, it's happened several times. All right. All right. Where are we? Okay. All right, folks. Two things you must do. All right. I've already told you about the glaring hole in your business. One of the best things you can do is generate some affiliate income. I got to tell you, you know, I get several thousand dollars a month on affiliate income. And it's a blessing. It is wonderful. Okay? And a lot of what we're focusing on right now and in the future is lead outcome. You're building your business on lead outcome. You're going to be teaching others to build business on lead outcome. And if you are not currently on lead outcome, and if you plan on following me, and if you want to see how we can do this and build that residual monthly income for you, then do it. Sign up for Lead Outcome. So if you haven't yet, then I will give you a link. It's an affiliate link. Hang on, I'm putting it in the chat box. Okay, there it is. Does that work? In chat box, zaplink.us/lead outcome. Does that work? That works. Okay. Two things you must do. One of them, lead outcome. Okay? Do that. All right? And when you do that, follow everything they tell you, because they will tell you how to set up your own affiliate link. Then get that affiliate link and recommend it to your businesses. Tell them you should be in this automation program. Okay? And know that here's what's coming down the pike. Okay? If you go to Marketplace, they're there. They're not functional yet. We're just laying this out right now, but they will be soon. Campaign kits. Okay? Now, we're going to be building these campaign kits that work for your clients. Things like sales CPR, so they can go back and get past customers. Things like referral generators and reviews and testimonials and nurture programs and customer stick sequences. Okay? Those are all things that we're building that you will be able to get your clients to subscribe to. You know, so maybe it'll be 30, 40, maybe some of them might be as much as $100 a month. All right, before you know it, you could be generating $20, $30, $40, $50, $60, $70 a month recurring monthly income per client without having to talk to them, because you're just into something automated. And there's no PETA factor, because these are brought to you by companies that take care of the support themselves. And within them, there's going to be people rise up and say, hey, I need some help, okay? That campaign is good, but I want it tweaked. I want some more emails put in there. Or I need a landing page done. And you're going to get to say, well, I do that for my clients. And here's what it's like to be a client of mine. See, it's going to open the door for you for lots of opportunities as well. It'll help you build that 80%. But it's also going to help nurture and bring up the people that will become your top 20 clients. How cool is that? Okay? You guys like that? Okay? Because if you like that and you want to be a part of it, then here's what you have to do. You have to go to that link that I gave you. And folks, please do me the courtesy of using my link, because yes, I do get commission for it. Okay? My link is zaplink.us/lead outcome, and it's in the chat box. All right. And then again, once you do that, you will have your own link to give to other people, and you will get commission on it. All right. And guess what? It's multi-tier also. All right. So let's say you go to somebody that's in a networking group and you get them on lead outcome and they sign up and they get their own link. And then they go and tell other people in the networking group. They come in underneath them. You are still going to get commission. Multiple tiers. I think like 5 levels deep. How cool is that? You can make a whole business out of that, folks. Especially with the tools that I'm developing for you. We're going to do a whole nother webinar. Will and I are going to do a whole webinar on how you can make a whole business out of that. All right, so lead outcome is going to be a great tool for you to manage your business, okay? With Sipawi campaign kits, and lead outcome with Sipawi campaign kits are also going to be a great revenue generation tool for you. You're in the right place at the right time. Because marketing automation is exploding, but nobody's doing the content like we are. That's the secret. All right. If you have not been through the back-end training yet, invest in yourself. It's too late for you to become one of my coaching students. All my slots are full. But if you like what I talk about, then invest in yourself. Go here, zaplink.us/BEFS. That says 97. Is that right? Does that work? It works, but I think the $97 program's over. Yeah, it's $147 now. Even though the link says $97, it's not. It's $147, but it's usually $297, okay? So I'm giving it to you for half price. All right, so here is the link on that. What happened? Let me give you the link on that. Let's copy this, paste it here. Okay. There's a link, zaplink.us/BEFS97. I think that works. Okay. What about Best? Let's see, somebody's asking me, what about Best? You've already done back-end fast start. You want Best. Okay, let me give you Best. Best is http://zaplink.us/best. Okay, there's, okay, so you got three important links there. Whatever stage you're at, do what's right for you. Okay, Best is also on sale. I'm waiving the enrollment fee of $397, and the monthly fee is right now $50 less than normal. Okay, so everything's on sale for you right now. Your links are in the chat box. Copy them and paste them if you're not ready for them. Invest in yourself. Take that next step. There's great education in there for you. If you guys like the way that I teach, if you want to be a part of this great thing that we're doing, because I'm not just teaching, folks. I'm not just teaching. Lead Outcome and Zapowie, my company, we are building the tools that are going to help you put this in place. So you could also have that 80% that are giving you 20% of your revenue with absolutely no PETA factor. All right. Woo! Woo! Let's see here. Steve, I love you, bro. I love how you always have an offer on the back end of your content webinars. Well, thank you. I'm sure that's a compliment. I think Mr. Kennedy also says there is always an offer. Folks, there is nothing that I do that I wouldn't have you do. Okay? There's absolutely no reason for you to be giving away the value of your knowledge without having some way to get compensated for it. All right? I would never expect you to do it. It would be bad business. Okay? So I'm glad you like that, and I hope you're doing it yourself. If we are currently in Best, should we sign up for BFS too? Yes, Scott, here's why. BEFS is my most recent. That's Back-End Fast Start, okay? Back-End Fast Start is my most recent. And let's face it, okay, as with all of us, okay, things get better and better and better and better and better. What I do today is better than what I did yesterday, okay? Best is awesome, but BEFS, I also add some things that may not have been covered in Best, okay? Best is also ongoing, I should say. You know, Best has its initial 16 modules, yes, but this program right now today is part of Best. Right, that's what Best is. That's why it's ongoing. Back-end Fast Start is a one-time. But the other thing is Back-end Fast Start is all based on the Lead Outcome system. Because everything I've done before that, the examples were all shown on Office Autopilot and SendPepper. Now, that's okay, because what we talk about are concepts and processes, and they work, and they do not matter what platform you're on. All right, but if you actually want to see it done on Lead Outcome, Back-End Fast Start's good for that too. So, look, I think there's value in it. I think there's value in everything I put out, frankly. So that's my unbiased opinion, Scott. If I'm selling it, you should definitely buy it. That is my unbiased opinion. All right. Dan, I'm not going to address that here, but I'm working on some of that. I will say that. Okay, I am going to address that here. Dan says, can you ask Lead Outcome to make some of the training videos shorter? Dan, I'm actually making some training videos for Lead Outcome on top of everything else. Okay, so, and they will be short and to the point and concise. And especially as we come out with the campaign kits, they're all going to have short, concise training videos that deal with that. Kevin says, oh, thanks. Kevin, I'll let you know if I need it. He recorded all but the first 5 minutes. Oh, the first 5 minutes, though, Kevin, was brilliant. Okay, but hopefully, if I need it, I'll let you know. Dr. Key said it was a compliment when he said it was a compliment indeed, what Dr. Key said. He was talking about that comment when I said about when I picked on him for saying that I always have an offer on the back of my content. I know it was a compliment. I take it away, Dr. Keith. I'm very proud of every single thing that I do, but thank you very much. Darwin says, how do we know if we already have lead outcome, but not sure if we're using your link, we haven't used it yet? Darwin, thank you. Don't worry. If you already have it, you have it, and that's okay. I would never ask you to change however you got there. All right? So just you are welcome to be a part of everything that I do, and I thank you for that, but don't worry about it. Just use it in good health. You say you haven't used it yet. What I would tell you is please use it. Okay? For you, please use it. Jeff said, there's a poor rooster that won't crow for his own backyard. Jeff, are you from Iowa? All right, my friends. I've gotten to the bottom of the list. We've gone 90 minutes today, and it seemed like 7 minutes. I've loved every minute of it, and I'm grateful for every one of you that showed up today, and almost every one of you, but four of you, have stayed to the very, very end. So thank you very much for that. Hey, hang with us. Hang with us. In Facebook, go to the best small business marketing community. Let's see what that looks like here. Zaplink.us, BBB, FBG. Okay, here it is. Oh, I got to log in. Are you kidding me? Hang on. Are you kidding me? All right. Facebook doesn't want to let me in. Try the old robo form. No, we won't. Okay, people. That's not going to work. All right. Here it is. It is http://zaplink.us/BBBFBG. All right. That's our Facebook group. Come join our Facebook group if you're not there already. It's called Best Small Business Marketing, I think. Something to do with best and small business and marketing. It's an open group. Come join us. You can also come be a part of our Skype group. And I don't know how to tell you to join our Skype group. And it's really supposed to be just for Zapowie members. I'm not going to give that information here because I can't remember how to do it. All right, we'll have to tackle that one on the next time. I have to think of how I could tell you guys to join our Zapowie group on Skype. We'll save that one for next time. All right, but do come see us at Facebook. Watch also for my Show Me Your Back End Hangouts that we do a couple times a month on Wednesday afternoons. And everybody, I love you. Thanks for following me. And I really had a great time with you this morning. Thank you very much. Have a great day, everybody. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.